Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The Israeli military says its troops have entered the largest hospital in Gaza, where it says members of Hamas are operating and being targeted in a section of the building. As NPR's Lauren Freyer reports, doctors, medical staff, and patients are trapped inside that hospital.
Israel's military says it's carrying out a precise and targeted operation in a specific area of the El Shifa hospital complex. It called on any Hamas fighters inside to surrender. From the crowded hospital, the head of its burns unit tells Al Jazeera that people are being told to move away from the windows. They're panic-stricken, he says. Israel accuses Hamas of basing fighters in or under hospitals. The U.S. says its intelligence suggests the same. Meanwhile, after the United Nations said its fuel depot in Gaza is now empty and that many more people would die as a result, Israeli defense officials now say they will allow fuel into Gaza for the first time since October 7th. They say it's in response to a request from the U.S. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
President Biden is scheduled to meet with China's President Xi Jinping today in Northern California. It'll be their first face-to-face meeting in a year in an effort to stabilize relations between Washington and Beijing. Trade and human rights are expected to be among the issues discussed. Biden and Xi will be meeting on the sidelines of a summit of Asian-Pacific leaders being held in San Francisco. Tensions between the U.S. and China were heightened earlier this year after a Chinese spy balloon entered U.S. airspace and spent days moving across the country before it was shot down by the military off the coast of South Carolina. The Court of Appeals in New York is scheduled to hear arguments today in a case that could affect the balance of power in Congress. John Campbell with member station WNYC reports.
Republicans picked up three House seats in New York in last year's elections. Now, Democrats are asking the state Court of Appeals to order a new congressional map. Former Congressman John Faso is leading the GOP's redistricting efforts in New York.
Everyone should see this for what it is. It's a blatant exercise of raw political power.
Democrats say a bipartisan state panel should get a new chance to draw the lines after it deadlocked last year. This is the latest redistricting lawsuit to work its way through the courts. Earlier this year, Republicans won a new congressional map in North Carolina. For NPR News, I'm John Campbell in Albany.
Wall Street is coming off a day of sharp gains following the latest data on inflation in the U.S. economy. The Labor Department reported consumer prices rose 3.2% in October compared to the same month 1 year ago. That's the smallest annual gain in more than 2 years. The latest numbers make it less likely the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates at next month's policy meeting. This is NPR News. Congress is a step closer to averting a partial shutdown of the federal government. The House has passed legislation to fund the government through early next year. The vote was 336 to 95. The measure keeps some government offices open through mid-January and others through the beginning of February. Democratic lawmakers joined Republicans to pass the spending proposal. The Senate is expected to pass the legislation before the end of the week. The White House says President Biden will sign it into law if the measure clears Congress, as expected. A new report says climate change, coupled with the world's continued reliance on fossil fuels, is costing people their health and, in some cases, their lives. NPR's Alejandra Barunda reports on the findings from the medical journal The Lancet.
Every year, the International Lancet Countdown Report takes stock of how climate change affects people's health. The newest edition says record heat, climate fuel disasters, and record high investment in fossil fuels are causing major health problems around the world. Renee Salas is a report author and a doctor at Boston's Mass General Hospital. She has a patient with uncontrollable asthma who lives near polluted freeways. Salas says it's not enough just to prescribe her an inhaler.
The treatment that my patients desperately need is a just transition away from fossil fuels.
The costs and risks are rising fastest in countries that have contributed the least to the problem. The report calls for an immediate wind down to fossil fuel use globally. Alejandra Borunda, NPR News.
Dow futures are up 57 points. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.